The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hey, hey there. Welcome to Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. We're your co-hosts, Misty Young and the star of our show, Nurse Sherry Carey Baum.
Hey. I'm copying you.
That's awesome. I love it. We are coming to you today from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, or heck, anywhere in the world if you're joining us via podcast. Welcome. We're glad you're here. Now, we come to you from a little tiny town in Oregon, Brookings, Oregon. It's a tiny little community on the southern Oregon coast. And today we're actually recording in a den in a house.
A small little den.
Well, we have to do our best, right? The studio has had some difficulty thanks to coronavirus. We're all being challenged in these times to find new ways to do the things that we used to do, however we used to do them. So Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle is all about the little things that you can do and sometimes the big things that you can do to help improve your health, your outlook, and heck, even your pocketbook. And when we're talking about lifestyle, remember, different isn't always better, but better is always different. Think about that for a second. Different isn't always better, right? So, I mean, if you are smoking one pack of cigarettes and you make it different to smoke two packs of cigarettes, that's not better.
Not better.
But better is always different. So, if you're smoking one pack of cigarettes and you give that pack of cigarettes up, bam, that's better, right?
That is so much better.
So much better.
It's different.
That's awesome. Before we get started, we'd like to thank all the folks at KCIW behind the scenes, whether they're doing editing in the sound room, doing production, or they're on the board of directors or out in the community raising funds for this little station, KCIW 100.7 FM. They're doing the things behind the scenes to help make this station the little station that could, that did, that is. Now, bam. How about that?
Ooh, that's a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. And it's so much fun. I love that.
You do. You know, I start, my tongue gets like stumbled over everything. And you just go, brrr.
I love it. Crazy cool. I love talking. I love words.
You're good.
I love patterns.
You are good.
I love it all. So, well, Nurse Sherry, who's here with me in the studio today, is a nurse practitioner who holds a Master of Science in Nursing. She is a former nursing professor at San Diego State University. And she is actually board certified. Now, you have just recently earned board certification from the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, right?
Ooh,
dang, girl,
that's
like
exciting.
A DACLM. That means she's a diplomate of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. That's really, really cool.
And it's exciting.
I know, you know, you don't have any downtime in your life. I know that. You are also currently studying in a professional whole food plant-based chef certification program. Is that right?
Dang, and I'm learning so much.
You know
the exciting thing is, where I'm at now is more of, how do you help people with chronic diseases? How do you help them with what kind of food to eat? It's exciting. It's like what I do anyway.
Right.
What I love to do anyway is help teach people about food to help improve their health. So
that
it's kind
so
of exciting.
Cool. You're learning lifestyle medicine techniques in your whole food plant-based chef certification program.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is so cool.
It's exciting. My homework, can I tell you what my homework is this week? Usually my homework is cooking food, okay?
Yeah.
Flat out, it's cooking. I mean, I don't have any of my regular food anymore. I just have a list of these new recipes
I have to try, right.
It's crazy. I was thinking the other day, usually one of the tricks I tell people when they're switching over to a whole food plant-based is pick 10 things that you love.
That you already love.
Switch that recipe to whole foods.
Yes.
Well, we're not eating anything the same, Mary. You know, it's changed so much just because of my homework. But this homework was to get online and find all the menus in different hospitals.
Oh,
and see what they're feeding the cardiovascular patient, the diabetic patient, the arthritic patient. What are the menu options, and are they helping their health, or are they actually causing more harm?
Oh my gosh, what did you discover? Or is it still this?
I'm doing my homework.
Well, can I share with you that my own mother was in the hospital recently, and she was there for heart and overweight and, I mean, all kinds of stuff, diabetes, everything, all kinds of complications. And they brought her a menu, and the things she picked were the things she loved, right? She got some cheesecake. She got, I forget what the name of the little tiny steak is that you get. She got steak. She got cheesecake.
Oh, Lordy.
She got something with sour cream. I think it was a baked potato with sour cream, and she asked for extra sour cream. And then she asked for an extra dessert. I mean, it's just like, I wanted to just
and
kind
of
shake her.
And the nurse didn't sit down and go, excuse me, let's go over the menu again.
One more time, right.
Let me explain to you what is, that little red heart, that means it's heart healthy.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, that's
cool
exciting.
Homework, huh?
I love that you're learning that. Yeah. And I know today you want to talk about, you know, what are the things that people can do to get started? I mean, if the folks that have been tuning in often ask us when they see us out in the community or they connect with us on social media, they'll say, well, what should I do first? You know, like, how do
right.
I get started, right?
They do. Now, yeah. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Because I have been saying, oh, yeah, I'm the kind of person who jumps in with 2 feet. And I was on one of my little hikes thinking, right? Because you're looking at nature and you always think.
Yeah.
And I realized I've been fibbing. I didn't jump in with 2 feet. I started out as a vegetarian, eating cheese and dairy, right?
Yeah.
Then I was in Honduras.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a meat eater to begin with.
Okay.
I tried to introduce vegetarian food. My kids really squawked.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, my husband died.
Yep.
From sudden heart attack. And, you know, I was 35 at the time.
Oh, my God.
So it was really early. And I went vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I did one of my student trips to Honduras in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And that was where we provided education and health care to people who didn't have it. It was
nice.
A great experience for my students. Well, they didn't really do vegetarian in the sense that they didn't have cheese. They didn't, that wasn't part of their normal diet. So
right.
it was meat and vegetables, rice and beans.
Right. So you're there kind of going, well, I normally have cheese and sour
right.
cream and milk.
Yeah.
And
where
whatever.
The heck
where
is my
that?
Sour cream? Where's
right?
my this and that?
Right.
And I started not eating it, right? Because it wasn't there. And
right.
they were so kind to me. They would let me go into the back of the kitchen and pick what I wanted.
Right, because you weren't eating the meat.
Right.
You were already a non-meat eater. So here you
they
are.
They were puzzling. They were staring at
they
me
staring
like, what the
you.
Heck are
right.
we going to feed her?
Right, because here right. you are in the mountains, far away from anything. You're in a really rural area.
Very,
and the
very.
Options are rice, beans, veggies, and meat.
Meat.
And you go in
high
and
meat.
You say, no meat.
Yeah,
right.
I say no. So the staff would be like, come in, show us what you want. And I could walk around and point. I want
nice.
That. Oh, the students were so jealous. They
I
were like,
they
we
were.
Want to eat your food. No,
no
you're a meat eater.
Right. Yeah, no, you eat your beef.
You eat your hot dog.
Ew.
Well, a lot of those places would buy what they thought Americans liked.
Right.
So there was always like hot dogs and all these
sausage.
Weird processed
yeah.
meats. But anyway, so then I went vegan. And I read Dr. Campbell's China Study book, and
yeah.
I was like, wow, this is really cool. I'm still in Honduras reading his book.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
and so vegan, what is vegan? What does that mean?
Okay, so vegetarian is typically, it's going to include dairy and eggs.
Okay.
Vegan is no animal products
okay,
at all.
Okay, got it.
Okay, but you can have processed food on a vegan diet.
Right.
You can be a junk food vegan.
Vegan, yep.
I was a junk food vegan.
I get that.
I ate Oreos. I ate
Fritos, French fries.
Oh, potato chips.
Come on.
Not barbecue. Barbecue potato chips,
have
depending
milk
on the
in
brand.
Them.
No, they have like beef lard.
Ew, gross.
For flavor,
yeah.
French fries, but you have to watch out, you know, the
beef
oil.
Lard.
Yeah. I think McDonald's used to add beef
so.
Lard for
yep.
flavor
mm-hmm.
in their oil. So
that's junk food vegan. No animal products, technically,
right.
or you think there's not anyway, but it's junk food, right? I mean, Oreo
right.
cookies are
junk
vegan.
Food. Right.
But they're not healthy.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. So I kept getting bigger and bigger.
You were gaining weight.
Yep.
You were uncomfortable
yep.
in your skin.
Very uncomfortable in the sense that, yeah, I was uncomfortable. My clothes didn't fit. They hurt all the time.
Yep.
And I was like, dang, that dryer. It just keeps shrinking
my
jeans, right? Or you know how it is, you go home and you like unbutton everything and go, or you take off your pants and you see these lines everywhere, right? Indentations
yes.
from your clothes. So then I started thinking even more and started getting better at reading labels and realized that I was eating a lot of processed food,
yes.
a lot of fat, a lot of calories that really did no benefit to my body. So I turned whole food. Now that's been 5 years, maybe six.
5 years for whole food. So when you say, I have a confession, I didn't really just jump in with 2 feet.
It feels like I jumped in.
It feels like you did, but there
I
was
didn't.
A transition.
I was gradual. Yeah.
Well, and what I love is you don't espouse to people or tell people, look, you're going to be a failure if you don't just adopt this right now. You tell people like what you did. You took baby steps, really. I mean, you went from
meat to
no meat. Then you went from dairy to no dairy.
Yep.
Then you went from junk food to no junk food to whole food. And now it's funny. I mean, I think about you know, when you take off your jeans at the end of the day, there are no marks on you. There's no, when you finally unhook them. I mean, your weight is so perfect for your build.
Well, thank you. But also, I wear a lot of leggings now that COVID hit.
Well, they're comfortable. But I mean, I wear, you know, pants that are stretchy. I don't really care for jeans too much. But my jeans fit a whole lot better.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, I have to say, I'm going to make a confession, too. And my confession is, I like to think I jumped in, but I didn't either.
Isn't that funny? Because we all say we jumped in. Our personality.
Right.
But in reality,
there's a transition period.
There's a transition, yeah. And it's a knowledge period, and it's a how-to period. Yes. And I guess I'll let you confess, but the whole point of it is this is about loving ourselves, our community, and each other.
Yes,
big right? time. So there's no judgment in here.
Exactly.
If you run into me in my stretch pants at the grocery store, you know, you can look in my basket. You can ask me questions. I'd love to share the knowledge so that you don't have to go for so many years trying to struggle and change your health. Because it is going to be a process. It's going to be a trust process. It's going to be a loving process. And you know what? It tastes delicious. So your tastes are going to change too, so that you really do love these kind of foods.
You know, it's crazy because when I think back, I pretty much ate the standard American diet for 49 years.
Right. So you didn't jump in with
I didn't jump in with 2 feet either, but probably 15 years ago, I jumped into, I had heard there was pus in milk and I was like, what? And I kind of looked into that and I was like, okay, then I'm never going to drink milk again. So that was the first domino to fall. And then I kind of realized, well, if there's pus in milk, then, you know, cheese is just concentrated milk. So then then the cheese went away. And then I was like, well, I think beef is kind of gross. So probably let that go away. So I did these baby steps
over
the course of time. And then finally, I let chicken and turkey go and eggs and cheese and everything all went. And that's been about 10 years ago. But what really happened was just about a year ago, I too was a junk food vegan.
Yeah.
When I
It's hard not to be because they advertise and they're tricking you.
Oh, yeah.
Because read the label. There's a new scam that says whole food.
Yep.
Right?
Or plant-based.
Or plant-based. And you read the label, second ingredient is fat, third ingredient is sugar, fourth ingredient is salt. Because basically, guess what? Comes from plants.
Yep. That's right. And they're using the same kind of marketing tactics that we've talked about before. What are those things that get you addicted? Fat, salt, and sugar, right?
Exactly.
And there's those craveability experts that are smart enough to say, you know what? The marketplace seems to be waking up and changing a little bit. People are looking for healthier options. Let's tell them this is plant-based. Still full of salt, fat, and sugar, but pay no attention to that label.
It's made from plants. It's, you know, sugar cane, beets.
Yeah. But the best part of my confession is that once I really embraced whole food, and I had studied, I mean, Nurse Sherry, you know, because I've confessed all these sins to you before, but I had gone through all these certification programs, but didn't internalize it. I didn't get it until you kind of came in and you were like, well, you're kind of a junk food vegan. I was like, well, yeah, but it's whole food. It's all plant-based. And you're like, nah, you're not doing it right. And you didn't say it that way. You
were so much kinder.
But when I got rid of the oils and I got rid of the fats and I got rid of all of those things that I was adding, and I used to think, well, I'm making stir fry. That's veggies.
Right.
And they're great, but they were in 4 tablespoons of oil with 500 calories.
Oh, holy moly. I read a recipe the other day. Sorry. And it talked about, just add 1 cup of olive oil.
Oh,
and I'm like, what? And I, you know, my poor husband, I'm like, do you know how many calories is in a cup of oil? And he's like, no.
You're like, 1,000 or more? At least.
1,900.
Oh my gosh.
So 2,000. So before you even add any food, you've just added 2,000 calories.
2,000 calories, right.
Now, maybe it's going to be shared by 2 or 3 people. So let's say it's shared by 4. Let's be generous. So everybody gets 400 extra calories just in fat.
Oh, exactly.
It's
There's no other nutrient in it. There's just calories in it.
Fat.
Yeah. So I love that you're going to talk to people today. I mean, the good news is you have to start somewhere.
You have
to take a step. One step is all it takes to kind of get down the path.
Exactly.
And something you've shared before, and I'd love if you kind of pepper through this lesson today, the idea that there's a 10-day period as you're making these changes. Over the course of 10 days, your taste buds begin to really acclimate to new flavors, right?
They do. But, you know, if you're going to jump in really slow, it's going to be a little bit more of a struggle.
Yeah.
only because the taste buds turn over, and they don't all turn over on the same day.
They right. don't so all like go, it's Thursday the 13th, so
everybody move. No. They come and they go like skin cells. So 10 days is the period where if you really want to jump in with 2 feet
yep.
and only eat whole food plant-based, you'll notice after 10 days that your tongue and your taste buds have really awakened.
Isn't that amazing?
You're going to taste all those vegetables better. Yeah. They're going to have a more intense, lovely flavor.
Response, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
But really what we're asking is, if you want to improve your health, mm-hmm. consider a whole food plant-based diet. Mm-hmm. If you say it's too hard, okay, I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. Any change is hard. Yeah. I don't care what it is. It's right. hard. If it I is. Say, go exercise 30 minutes a day, you're going to look at me and go, well, that's kind of hard. Where do I fit that in? How mm-hmm. do I have the right shoes? Do I, mm-hmm. it might be raining.
Mm-hmm. I live in the right. city or whatever.
Right. We're going to come up with all kinds of excuses, because I think that's human nature.
Yeah, I think so.
I really do. I don't think any of us go, oh, please, let there be change.
I don't know. I kind of thrive on it. I'm weird that way.
I don't know. You know, I'm more of that. You and I are opposites in so many ways. I'm more like, gonna change. Could you explain what that means, and when am I changing?
What? I know. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's amazing.
It is true. It is true.
And I'm like, here's what we're gonna do. We're switching our diet. We're doing it right now. And you're like, what? I know. It's awesome.
It is interesting. But start slow.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Look at your plate and
yes.
how much of your plate is meat and how much of it is whole grains, beans.
Yes.
Right? Veggies.
Yeah, veggies.
We're talking about crowding out. So get a plate.
Good.
Get a magic marker. Not really.
Yeah.
But draw a line. And I want, I'm going to say 3/4.
Yes.
I'm going to say 3/4 of your plate is whole food.
Plants.
Whole food means no preservatives, no
yeah.
added fat, no
right.
salt, no added sugar.
Right. So when you say that, what does it look like? A baked potato? Some steamed broccoli.
Right.
Some salsa.
With a little bit of salsa on
yeah.
top, right?
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, there's salsa that sneaks in sugar. So
right.
read your labels. I
or
don't know how many
own.
Times.
Yeah.
Make your own, but
sure.
also read your labels. Take
yep.
those reading glasses. I mean, people will see me in the grocery store and I'm like playing that game
back
where
and
the,
forth,
oh
the
yeah,
arm,
how much further can
my
I get?
Arm go? Yeah.
I know.
You just sit it on the shelf and then step back for me.
It's so funny because people stare at me. It's like, yeah, well, I don't have my glasses again.
Like, yeah. That's awesome.
But read your labels.
Yes.
Because whole food doesn't have additives. Whole grain noodles, right? Whole
right.
wheat noodles. It is brown rice and water. Maybe
yep.
a touch of salt. What else? Salsa?
Yep.
It's all vegetables.
Yep.
They're not putting
tomatoes,
in preservatives
cilantro,
into
onions,
it.
Tomatoes, jalapeno, boom.
Right.
Lime. That's
Maybe
it.
A tad bit of salt,
yep.
but not a
That's
lot.
It. Yep.
So everything is, and I really say that when you do 3/4 of your plate of whole foods, rice and beans are a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah.
Right? And add some salsa to that or put it in a whole grain corn tortilla, right?
Yeah.
And make a veggie taco.
Yeah.
So a lot of things you can do, but I want 3/4 of your plate to be
whole
food.
Nice. Okay.
Not processed, not come out of a can, not come out of a
helper.
Jar. Unless they're beans.
Yeah, okay, I'm
right?
down with that.
And there's even frozen brown rice you can buy nowadays.
Sure.
So really, there's a lot of things that you can do to make that plant whole food.
Right.
And you know what? Parents, do it for your kids. Because
yeah.
what they eat today matters tomorrow.
That's right.
Matters when they're 30.
That's
matters
right.
when they're 40. Matters
yes.
when they're 50.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
It's
now,
totally true.
Is there ever a time you can't heal your body? It's looking like not really. I mean, I think I saw an 85-year-old man. You and I talked about this. The 85-year-old man, it was on Fork Over Knives, that had really had heart disease, wasn't moving, was just deteriorating,
mm-hmm.
right? Went on a whole food plant base. He's exercising again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
right.
remember the guy I'm talking about? Just amazing. The improvement in his health. He's
Incredible.
Walking again.
Yes.
He's moving around. I mean, think about that. And he's 80, so it matters every day. You're feeding your body what it can do and what it needs to heal and run properly.
It's funny, if you think about food as chemotherapy, I know how weird that sounds. Like, well, why wouldn't take chemotherapy unless I had cancer? Right. But if you're taking in foods that cause cancer, It's like chemotherapy to create illness. So if you think about what you're putting into your body that you could put in that isn't cancerous, it's not oncogenic, it's not the kind of stuff that's going to go in there and create mayhem in your DNA. Those things that you can create in your body that create health and vibrance are fruits and vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, herbs, spices, beans and beans and beans.
Oh, love beans. Beans are so good and they're so cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just eat a half a cup and a half a cup of brown rice and you're full.
And you're full.
Okay, so you're going to crowd out the high cholesterol. You're going to crowd out the processed food, right? You're
going to high fat.
The high fat, the high sodium. All these foods you're crowding out by eating healthy, healthy foods.
Yes.
So if there's a little bit of meat on it, there's a little bit of meat. That's your choice.
Right.
But what we're saying is we want the majority of that plate to be healthy food.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, when you're talking about parents, I think this is really important. You do not have to sacrifice convenience. Because I hear parents say all the time, like, well, I just don't have time to do that. And what you just said is brilliant. You said, look, you can buy frozen brown rice.
Right.
You can buy frozen cauliflower rice.
Oh,
you can buy frozen vegetables. You can buy beans in cans. You know, it doesn't require a massive amount of time. What it does require is a mindset
change.
You've got to shift your mindset. Yep. That's right.
You have to change your perception of what food is.
That's right.
Sometimes I puzzle over these things because, you know, really, I mean, I just sit around puzzling.
Me too.
And I puzzle at where did we go wrong? Because we were always taught, let food be but your medicine, right?
Yes.
Let food be thy medicine.
And because medicine be thy food.
Because we know that it's healing. Where did we lose that food is all about your taste buds?
Yeah.
Where did we lose the fact that you could be drinking a drink from, I'm not going to name any coffee places, that have 1,200 calories that you drink?
One beverage.
That you drink.
Right.
Right.
Not to
That's
mention
a
how
day's
much fat
worth of
is
calories.
In there, or sugar. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So where did we lose our perception of food is to heal our bodies?
Yeah.
And food is to run our bodies. I mean, farmers used to know it. They ate at 5 a.m. and worked all day long. I mean, they were eating high calories because they were working their buns off.
Right.
But where did we forget?
Where did we turn food into the party?
Yeah.
You know, that's what happened is food turned into a party and food
that
turned
we all
into an event.
Deserve.
We deserve it,
right?
And so what we deserve or what we got out of what we deserved was diabetes and heart disease and metabolic syndrome and high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And I could go on and on. But what we really deserve is health and vibrance and energy and stamina.
And a whole food plant-based diet.
Perfect.
And you guys notice that we always say the all four words because I don't
whole
want
food,
any confusion.
Plant-based.
I don't want to, I'm not here to trick you. Helps with weight management.
That's right.
And I know for me, that was the easiest thing. I've never been on a diet that I got to eat as much as I really wanted. And, you know, if you want to release more weight, then have more of that plate be the high density food, like vegetables
plants.
And salads without the heavy dressing, you know, maybe a little bit of lime juice or no oil salad dressing. But you can really release weight that way.
22 pounds this year.
Yeah. And I think my total was 30.
Oh my gosh.
And I've kept it off for what, 5-6 years?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I love it.
Yeah.
Good job. You look great.
You just move.
You feel great. You move so well. You walk 4 miles a day on average.
On average.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super awesome.
I do love living here.
What are some other ways for people to get started?
Well, okay. But I want to go back to why.
Yes.
Disease prevention. So we know that a whole food plant-based diet can halt and even reverse some chronic diseases.
Reverse.
And we've talked about it before, cardiac diseases. Mm-hmm. Type 2 diabetes, we're seeing a lot of success
reversal.
With it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's a diet that you can stay on.
Yeah.
I know some people are diehard keto diet people.
Boy, yeah.
Well, and there's not a lot of research on it. And they'll release a little bit of weight to begin with. But how long can they stay on it?
Yep.
And how long are they going to get benefits? Whereas we know this is going to benefit you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then the last one is it's just lighter on our footprint on Earth.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
One of the tricks is, again, measure out your plate. 3/4 of it I'd like for whole foods.
Mm-hmm.
And document how you feel. I always find that with my patients, I would give them advice. And, you know, it's just like childbirth, right? If we ever remembered what it was like to go through childbirth, everybody'd
have one kid,
right? That would be it.
That'd be it. You're done.
Yeah. And you watch your sister and you go, I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
So we forget. So I want you to think about it. You know, how do you feel when you get up in the morning? Are you limping? Or do you get up and spring out of bed? Can you sit on the floor? Can you move? Do your knees hurt less? Do your elbows, do your fingers hurt less? Start thinking about, are you less out of breath?
Yeah.
So document how you feel, because I think that's going to be a huge reward. So another trick is get your favorites and revamp them.
Yeah.
You know, we just talked about tacos. You could put in beans, right? Mm-hmm. You can get black beans and mash them. Voila. Mm-hmm. Refried beans without any oil. Right? Corn salsa would be wonderful.
Yep.
Corn tortillas, again, are my favorite.
Yes.
And they just don't have oil. All it is really corn and a dash of salt and lime juice. So really a great whole food choice.
Awesome. And, you know, you can take a burrito or a taco and you can fill it with tomatoes and onions and lettuce and avocado.
Yeah,
whatever you want.
Right. All that salsa and seasonings.
I love when you say, you know, take your favorite things and revamp them. You know, you don't have to eat the way that you were brought up. You get to make the decision.
You get to choose it.
Yeah.
And choose health. Choose life. Choose all of that over sitting in front of a TV because you don't feel good and you don't think you can get up.
Yeah.
And then start slow if you want. Start slow. Jump in with 2 feet. Just start eating more fruit and vegetables and plants and whole grains.
It's funny because most physicians don't spend much time on nutrition. So, you know, people often say things like, well, if it was true that whole food plant-based living would help me, my doctor would have said it. Well, they're not trained that way for one thing.
They're starting to.
I mean, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, where you became board certified, and many physicians and nurse practitioners
and folks
are starting to become certified through that program. I love that you're a diplomate of that program. That's just so awesome. But as people learn more and more about it, you'll see the medical industry begin to change. One thing I am 100% certain of, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I am willing to say you're not going to find a doctor anywhere who would not agree that adding more vegetables or fruit to your body would be a bad thing. There's no doctor who's going to say that. It would be bad if you add vegetables. No.
And think about what people are eating in America.
Yeah.
Right? Their number one vegetable is potatoes, which is basically breaking down to French fries.
Right.
And tomatoes, which is breaking down into pasta sauce or pizza sauce
or ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All of those things are our number one vegetables. We can't keep doing this. We can't keep eating this way. We can't keep putting this struggle on our healthcare system.
Yeah. What'd you have for dinner last night?
Oh, I had potatoes with onions, and I had your sauerkraut you lent me.
Oh, yay!
It was so good. And then also we had a big spinach salad with a tofu dressing that had dill and lemon in it and cucumber.
Oh my gosh. Well, we recently had some brown rice in the fridge and we made spicy black beans, chipotle, pinto beans, and that rice all together into a mixture. And you know I'm a burrito girl.
Yeah, so you love burritos.
I know.
And my favorite,
onions and tomatoes,
yeah, and Ezekiel makes so many good products
that.
Ezekiel bread, Ezekiel wraps, they're all whole green, no preservatives. They're wonderful. Just keep them in the freezer.
Yeah. Well, oh my gosh.
How does time go by so fast?
How does this happen? I don't know, but I do believe that we've offered value to our listeners again. Thank you for coming to Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle, learning about what are some of the big things and the little things that you can do on a day-to-day basis. Remember, crowd out that plate. Get 3/4 of it with whole plant-based foods, and you're going to be better off in the long run. Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.